This is a podcast from Aletheia, Truth in the Darkness, whose mission it is to uproot false foundations, to tear down idols of the heart, to build up the church, and to plant seeds of hope. The title of this podcast is Rest. Let me begin with a short devotion. Jesus is joined to your life. Quote, "At that moment, you will know absolutely that I'm in my Father, and you're in me, and I'm in you." Unquote. John 14:20. Jesus never wants you to be isolated from him or to be independent of him. Jesus is joined to your life in a way that is closer than any person and dearer than any friend. Jesus said, "I am in the Father." That means that Jesus is as close to the Father as he can possibly be. Jesus said, "You are in me." That means that you are as close to the Father as Jesus is. It also means that you are as close to Jesus as you can possibly be. What Jesus said about your closeness to him goes even deeper, because he also said, quote, "I am in you," unquote. That means that Jesus is as close to you as he can possibly be. That's from Roy Lesson. So, what does it mean that Jesus is our Sabbath? In Genesis, on the seventh day, God rested. Seven is the number of completeness or perfection in the Old Testament. And on one day of every single week, the nation of Israel would rest. But why? Was there no work to be done? Exactly. There was no work to be done, because the week or work was complete. It had come to its completion or to its fulfillment. You see, Jesus is known as the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. And for those of you who study the history of Israel or the history of prophecy, you know that pattern is prophecy. Meaning there are all kinds of symbols, days, celebrations, numbers, and types throughout the Old Testament pointing towards something much deeper and much greater and finding its ultimate fulfillment in Jesus Christ. And the Sabbath centered around what? Rest. It must have sounded absolutely ludicrous when Jesus told those listening to him that, quote, he was greater than the temple, unquote, and that when the Pharisees pointed out that Jesus was not recognizing the Sabbath according to their traditions, he said that he was the Lord of the Sabbath. And when he said that the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath, I am sure we are all aware of the Sabbath keepers today. I am in no way putting them down. The Sabbath was especially important to the Jew and to the nation of Israel, and if someone's conscience convicts them to keep it, then they should. However, here is the very good news. Jesus Christ is our fulfillment. He is our completion to any works which needed to be done. Jesus Christ said in context, quote, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, or Sabbath. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find Sabbath for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Unquote. Matthew 11, 25-30. Remember how I said there were patterns or types in the Old Testament? The physical rest, or Sabbath in the Old, was a picture of the spiritual slash soul rest or Sabbath in the new. And this is what Sabbath is all about. And thankfully, we no longer need to keep it, because Jesus kept it and fulfilled it. And here is even greater news. All who are, quote, in Christ, unquote, keep it every single moment of their lives through being hidden in Christ, according to the scriptures. We rest in Jesus from our labor, from trying to be saved, and from our stress and straining, from our need to prove or work to be accepted or seen or loved. We no longer have to work in the flesh to improve ourselves. We no longer have to work to compete with one another or with the world. We are free to just stop, to stop and rest, to say it is finished, it is complete. I am beloved because Jesus Christ is my Sabbath. And it is okay to stop and rest for the rest of your life from all that is calling your attention to, quote, do more, be better, work harder, be your best, fight to prove your worth to the world, etc., unquote. This is rest, to, quote, learn from Jesus, unquote, to take his yoke upon your shoulder. And how did Jesus live every day of his life on earth? Unbelievably, by the Holy Spirit. He lived and breathed every moment by the power of the Spirit. He lived in communion with his Father and walked by the Spirit. Now, since he has already done the heavy lifting, since he has finished the work, what is left for you to do? Rest in the power of the Spirit and allow his life force to flow through you every moment of every day. The demanding work is complete. All you must do now is rest in his might, not in the might of your flesh, but in his might. It means that now is time to just breathe. It is time to just stop and enjoy the rest in Jesus. He will give you, by his Spirit, everything you need for every day in life, every single day, if you will just stop working in your own strength and allow him to deal with every day. Since, in truth, he is, quote, your power, might, completeness, fulfillment, satisfaction, lifeblood, and end to self-reliance, unquote. Be blessed in your rest.